News Talk 1620 WTAW update with Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen. One more reminder about Tip-A-Cop.
Yes, please come out today, Wednesday or Thursday for to Texas Roadhouse. We are having our annual Tip-A-Cop fundraiser, and the officers will be helping serve along with the wait staff between 5:30 and 10 p.m. We are working for tips, and all of our tips go to the Special Olympics. So please come out, have a great meal, and talk with us and support a great cause.
Something that happens maybe more during the summer is an increase in solicitation activity, and some folks really don't appreciate that, especially when some folks try to cross the line more than they should.
Oh, definitely. I mean, solicitation, door-to-door, we have some strict rules here in Bryan about that. So anyone who is coming door-to-door, one, has to have a permit from the city of Bryan. So the first thing you ask them is, can I please see your permit? And make sure that they have a permit from us. Because what that permit does, or what it says, is it's basically our stamp of approval, because we've done a background check on all the people who are going door-to-door to make sure that they haven't had any criminal history recently. So make sure that they have that permit. If they're an alarm company solicitor, they also, along with that Bryan permit, they have to have a private security license by the state of Texas. So if you keep track on my Facebook this week, I'll show you a picture of that. And if they don't have either one of those, then they are in violation. And anytime you feel like you want us to check out the person that's walking door-to-door, or if they didn't give you a permit, call us at the Bryan Police Department, and we will come talk to them. If they do not have a permit, they will get a citation or sometimes go to jail, depending on if they're from out of state or out of town.
And perhaps they'll just take off before you guys arrive.
Exactly. That does happen a lot of times, but we have caught up to several of them. And, you know, some of the ones that don't have permits, they get very pushy with their sales tactics, or they tell a sob story. All of those kind of things are red flags as to whether they're a legitimate business or not, and selling for legitimate purposes.
Wrapping up with locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Slow down all over town, but especially in the 400 block of East Villa Maria, which is 35 miles per hour near South College Avenue. They're doing some sidewalk construction in that area, so please slow down. Also in the 600 block of North Harvey Mitchell, which is 55 miles per hour near Villa Maria.
That's our update. Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.